Thunder Bay. For students attending Dennis Franklin Cromartie High School, learning virtually last year presented a lot of challenges, particularly being away from fellow students and staff, who are often seen as being part of a big family when attending school so far away from home. It's not the same because I couldn't even come to school in person, said grade 12 student Jada Jeremiah. That was a big letdown. When COVID started and March break happened, I was hoping to come back next month, but a year later we came back. It wasn't the same because I missed coming here and being a family. Students at Dennis Franklin Cromartie are once again back in the classroom this academic year, with an assembly Wednesday morning to welcome them back, which included messages from Anishinaabe Aski Nation leadership, school staff, Thunder Bay Police Service Chief Sylvie Hoth, and a message from Thunder Bay Mayor Bill Morrow. We are all very excited. It's just so good to have students again in the school, said DFC Principal Sharon Anjekoneb. Last year we did online learning. We had some teachers working in and out of the school, but we didn't have students. We really missed that. We missed the energy and all the fun activities we have with the students. The COVID-19 pandemic forced students across Ontario to complete much of last year virtually, which was challenging for many. Grade 10 student, Anemke Patayash, said while getting his work done was easier, listening to and interacting with students and teachers was more difficult online. Compared to the first year I was here in person, it was very challenging because there was a lot of technical issues, he said. It was just so nerve-wracking and difficult. Usually you would be able to ask questions immediately and not have to wait for a delay. Alongside academics, school also offers a lot of social development for youth, which was also sorely missed during the pandemic. It's much more fun because usually you wouldn't be able to hang out with friends as much because of all the COVID things happening, Patayash said. I haven't seen them in a year. It's pretty cool. I was excited to come back so I could see everybody and actually be here in person. I just missed the whole vibe, Jeremiah added. When you come in here, it's like a family. You get the vibe that it's like a big family. Several students chose not to continue with the online learning last year, Jeremiah said, because there were too many challenges, adding that she nearly dropped out too, but ended up staying to complete the year. I still handed in the work, but my attendance was really bad, she said. It wasn't a fun semester or year because we weren't allowed to come to school, and school is my favorite place to be. Anjekoneb understands the challenges students faced while learning online. Staff also struggled without being able to connect to the students in person. We didn't have those usual connections we have with the students and the relationships that are built when working with them in the school, she said. It was hard to check in on them virtually. According to Anjekoneb, enrollment levels are good this year, with approximately 80 students registered and more on the way, with a total enrollment expected to be approximately 130. However, COVID-19 is still presenting challenges with bringing students back. What is limiting us is our lack of boarding homes. Our students travel from the north to go to school in Thunder Bay, but they need homes, she said. Boarding parents who normally take in 4 or 5 students are now only taking 1 or 2. So we have students still arriving in the next few days depending on when spaces open up for them. The school has also implemented many COVID-19 safety protocols to limit the spread of the virus, including sign-in sheets, staggered lunch schedules, physical distancing in classrooms, increased cleaning, and providing personal protective equipment for all staff and students. It's pretty reassuring because of all the precautions they set up around the school, like the lines and hand sanitizers and the spacing of all the seats and desks, Patayash said. Additional supports are being put in place with partnering organizations for students who may have fallen behind last year while learning online. We are very fortunate that we have a good team to help the students, not just in school but our First Nation partners who have extra supports as well, Anjekoneb said. There are extra tutors and have access to their Chromebooks in case they need to stay home so they can stay caught up with their classes.